From Spark and Anvil and Mintforge, this is Tag, in Chapter 1 of the Mintforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tag, a small raccoon in a shopkeeper's vest, was crouched in front of a fruit stall, glaring at a price tag like it owed him money. $1.62, he muttered, his ringed tail twitching. For one apple. Why $1.62? Why not $1? Why not two? He pulled a tiny calculator from his vest. It was shaped like a little price tag, and started tapping. The stall keeper, a large sleepy bear, cracked one eye. It's just the price, kid. Nothing, said Tag, without looking up, is just the price. He kept tapping. Somewhere inside that number was a story made of smaller numbers, and Tag could not rest until he'd taken it apart. He'd been like this since he was a kit. His family lived on Shop Row and watched prices the way other families watched the weather, noticing when things crept up, when a sale was really a sale, when a bargain was hiding a bigger number underneath. His father had a favorite trick. He'd hand young Tag a price tag and say, "Take it to pieces. Where did it start? What got added?" And little Tag would frown and pull apart the number until it made sense. The shop's own cost buried at the bottom, the extra the shop added on top so it could pay its rent and keep its lights on, then the tax the town tacked on at the very end. "A price isn't a mystery," his father would say, ruffling the fur on his head. "It's a math problem somebody already solved. You just have to solve it backwards." Tag loved solving it backwards more than almost anything. At 12, he brought his little calculator down to Penny, the old owl who decided who taught at Mintforge. "A shopkeeper sells you an apple for $1.62, Penny said. "Where does that number come from?" Tag's paws flew. The shop bought the apple for a dollar. That's its cost. Then it added half again on top, 50 cents, so it can cover the stall and still eat. That's the part they add to make a living. That's 150. Then the town adds its tax at the register, 12 cents. $1.62. He looked up, bright-eyed. "Every price is built the same way. Cost, then the shop's add-on, then tax. You can always take it apart." Penny clicked her beak, pleased. "Then Shop Row's math is yours to teach." In his workshop, Tag lined up a small carved wooden bird on the counter and beckoned two kids closer. "Right, this bird," he tapped it. "The shop paid $4 for it. That's where the price starts, the shop's own cost." He wrote a big four on his roll of receipt paper. "Now, the shop can't sell it for four, or it makes nothing and closes by winter, so it adds a bit on top. Say it adds 40%. A kid squinted. "What's 40%? "Best question of the day," said Tag. "Percent just means out of 100. 40% is 40 out of every 100, a little under half. So 40% of $4 is $1.60. He wrote it. Add that to the 4, and the bird's now $5.60. Still no tax yet. "Then the tax," the second kid guessed. "Then the tax," Tag agreed, tail swishing happily. "The town adds 8% at the register. 8 out of 100, a small slice. 8% of 560 is about 45 cents. He scribbled the last number and tore off the receipt with a flourish. $6.05. And look, he held the paper up. Every single number is right there, nothing hidden. The tag was never magic. It was always this. The first kid took the receipt and stared at it, and Tag watched something loosen in her face. "So a sale," she said slowly, working it out herself, "is just going the other way. If this bird was 10% off, that's 1 out of 10, so about 60 cents off?" "Yes," Tag beamed. "You're already doing it in your head. That's the whole trick. 10% is easy. Just slide the decimal one spot. 20% is double that. 5% is half of 10. Once your head can do those, no price can sneak past you again." He set the wooden bird gently back on the shelf and turned to the kids, quieter now. I know prices can feel scary, he said, like they're daring you to just hand over your money and not ask questions. But you get to ask. Every dollar on that tag was built out of smaller pieces, and pieces can always be taken apart. The first kid let out a long breath she'd been holding. The tight, worried knot she always felt at the register, the one that whispered, "You don't understand this, just pay," had come undone. Prices didn't feel like a trap anymore. They felt like a puzzle, and she was suddenly, surprisingly good at it. A light, proud warmth spread through her chest, the kind you get when something once tangled finally comes clear in your hands. Tag saw the grin spread across her face, and it made him happy right down to his soft paws. "There it is," he said. "That's the feeling. Hold on to that one."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tag. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.